Imagine the pain of losing a son or daughter who was fighting in a war. Now imagine hiring one of the enemy soldiers to work with you, taking the place of that child. It seems unthinkable, but the situation played out many times here. The story is today's edition of The American Countryside.
Christmas is just around the corner. Fill your Christmas shopping list with books and CDs from The American Countryside. Just go to shopfarmjournal.com, where you'll find all four of Andrew McRae's books from The American Countryside, including Where Does Lost Luggage Go?, The Man Who Was President for a Day, and God's Perfect View. Plus, you'll find Machinery Pete's Tractor Tales DVDs, agricultural books, Corn College DVDs, and much, much more. Shop The American Countryside by logging on to shopfarmjournal.com today.
Well, folks, we recently returned from our agricultural adventure to Hawaii with a group of listeners, and plans are already underway for our next journey. Join us for a trip to Alaska, August 31st to September 8th. We'll see agriculture, a muskox farm, and even a trip to see the world's largest vegetables at the Alaska State Fair. And we'll stay at the Princess Lodge at Denali National Park, ride the Alaskan Railroad, and even pan for gold. For your free brochure, call Holiday Vacations at 800-826-2266. That's 826-2266. During World War II, German POWs here at Camp Algona, Iowa, and 149 other base camps in the U.S. were often sent to work on farms. Jerry Yoakum says it was an important source of labor with so many young men fighting abroad.
Minimum wage at that time would be about 60 cents an hour. So they would be paid minimum farm wage, or the farmer would have to pay that to the government. And then in turn, the prisoners would be paid 10 cents an hour up to 80 cents a day.
The profit was used to help operate the POW camp. The money earned by the POWs was spent at the Camp PX, or simply saved.
Well, the prisoners were sent back. They averaged about $130 in an American treasury check that they took back to Europe.
Many American farm families built bonds with the Germans who they hired to work the fields. One such story took place when the Larson family hired POW Horst Wendland from the Algona camp to help on their farm.
During the time that Horst was over there, they received word that the Larson's son had been killed in the Japanese war. That was their only son. So Mr. Larson indicated to Horst that when this is over, you can come back and you can be my son.
It was a remarkable story. Horst did return to the U.S., but he went to farm with an uncle already here. Other POWs kept in touch with U.S. farm families. They often found there was little to come back to in Germany.
Once the war was over and the prisoners began to return, some of them wrote back and said, "We have a need."
Many care packages were sent by families from the U.S. to Germany. They were bonds forged during the war that often lasted for decades. Traveling the countryside in Algona, Iowa, I'm Andrew McRae.